A lot of arguing about weed, smoking the ganj in Michigan. A lot of people concerned about it. Legal, you know, but the problem is before you had legal recreational weed, you had caregivers, right? You can get a card, you can go to a caregiver. A lot of you know about that. But the first shots fired this week in a long brewing war over the pot growers of Michigan. Some marijuana companies and their political friends want to cut back on how many plants the caregivers can grow. And a bunch of bills were unveiled this week that would reduce the number of patients allowed per caregiver from 5 to just 1. You can have just 1. And that would mean you get 12 plants per patient. You go from 60 to 12. With an additional 12 for personal use. And it would dip the amount that you can keep on hand from 15 ounces to just 5. And, of course, this is because you've got the stores out there selling it, right? Yeah, that's what you've got. So here's the market size by segment, according to the Anderson Economic Group. I found this in an MLive article. This is interesting to me. Adult-use stores, $510 million. That's about 15% of the market. Medical provisioning centers, $474 million. It's about 15% of the market. Caregiver and medical home cultivation, 30% of the market, $930 million. And then adult use, illegal adult use house cultivation, 39% of the market, $1.2 billion. So those that support marijuana caregivers are going to march to the Capitol, if they remember. For months, caregivers have been expecting, come on now, work with me. Yeah, dude, I was going to go to the march, but then I got high. At any rate, for months, caregivers have been expecting this battle with the big cannabis stores that argue caregivers are responsible for the state's enormous black market. Marijuana pioneers argue legitimate caregivers aren't to blame, but rather operators using the moniker to cover questionable activities. The new legislation, House Bills 5301, House Bill 5302, 5300, 5301, 5302. The Michigan Cannabis Manufacturers Association, representing some of the industry's largest financial interests, say it's time to scale back on the weed being grown by the small guys. Well, of course it is. They released a study in June that estimated 2/3 of the marijuana sales in the state, $3.2 billion, occurred outside of the licensed market. Supporters of greater caregiver restrictions also argue they shouldn't be able to sell untested product. It creates a new licensed type of specialty medical grower that would operate in line with the licensed market. Specialty medical growers would be required to pay a $500 application fee and have their weed undergo safety compliance testing. Michigan's unregulated cannabis market poses an immediate threat to the health of all Michiganders. And the Michigan Cannabis Safety Act updates outdated laws to help ensure all Michiganders have access to tested, tracked, and labeled cannabis products. Said the Michigan Cannabis Manufacturers Association Board Chair Shelley Edgerton. We look forward to working with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to bring Michigan's unregulated, unlicensed cannabis market in line with the rest of the industry to help ensure safe, high-quality cannabis is available to all Michigan, for all Michiganders. I think she means legal. Not for all, but all legal Michiganders. I think she misspoke. During Edgerton's tenure, the State Marijuana Regulatory Agency had in place exceptions that encouraged caregivers to sell their excess weed to and other products to the growing and undersupplied licensed market as it was ramping up. Caregivers were completely phased out of the licensed market a year ago. But the caregiver classification created back in 2008, voter passed ballot initiative, changes to the current system would require a 75% supermajority vote. 75%, they're not going to get that, I don't think. We'll see. The director, Steve Linder, told MLive that there's a huge supply of cannabis that's not in the licensed marketplace. And it's not tested. We don't know where it's grown. We don't know who's growing it. People are not employing. They're not investing in infrastructure. They're not paying taxes. So we have a lot to get at in the unregulated supply. And that law needs to be passed. And we're going to lead the charge. So here they come. Michigan Cannabis Manufacturers Association getting serious about it. Linder previously worked as a Republican lobbyist before being named to the position of director at the Michigan Cannabis Manufacturers Association. So there you go. Where there's smoke, there's fire, especially when there's weed. I'd finish here, but I think I'm going to run off to Taco Bell. Are they open? Dude, I'm going to Taco Bell, dude. All right. Somebody ordered a pizza? Yeah, dude, right here. Thank you, Mr. Hand. If you want some great menswear from a Michigan company, you need Muskox. GoMuskox.com is the website. And if you use the promo code Gruber, you'll save 15% site-wide. That's right, 15% site-wide with the promo code Gruber at GoMuskox.com. GoMuskox.com, the place to be. And right now is a great time to be there getting great menswear. All right, quick break. Final thoughts after this.
My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why? Why? Oh, yeah. That's why. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.